Hey guys, just to let you know before we start this podcast, it was raining out when James and me recorded this, so the audio is slightly messed up again, but we're not going to record another one because we have other episodes to do, so just endure, my friends.
All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names. And years later, they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god?
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Ace of Spades. My name is Ace and I am here with
James.
And how do we start things off? We've done this before, but the podcast came out really fucked up because I thought it would be smart to drive around and do it, and James' car doesn't sound too good. So, yeah. That's going to pick up so bad. James and I originally worked at together, and I'll just edit that shit out with like a cuckoo sound or something like a cuckoo. But I work at, and James now works at the post office. I guess we don't have to edit that out, because post office is kind of like general, right? Yep. Alright, so how have you been, sir? You just got back from Hawaii. Deployed to Hawaii. What did you do down there?
It was the innovative readiness training thing. We went to Kauai. It's an island.
It's not Hawaii?
No, it's the island of Kauai, which is part of the state of Hawaii, and there's also a large island that's called Kauai.
What'd you do there?
Well, I'm just a medic, so I didn't do too much. I took, like, vital signs and stuff, and then, like...
On actual people?
Yeah,
like... Were they injured?
No, like, all, like, the... You're there to provide the underserved people.
Oh.
Like, medical services. And then after, like, they saw us, they went up and, like, some, like...
Oh, so it was, like, one of those pictures where you're surrounded, like, all these... black people?
Brown.
Kids? Brown. So you're like, John, don't be offensive, they're brown. But they were coming after you, and you're, like, that white guy that's all...
Well, like, we were inside, like, elementary school, and...
Oh, yeah.
They'd come up and, like...
They touch you, and you're like, get off me.
And then after that, like they choose, like, they can either, like, go see the dentist, medical, or optometrist, or, like, just one of them. And then, like, they get, like, fillings and stuff done, or, like, teeth pulled, or get, like, made eyeglasses.
For, oh, that must be the worst, man. Having all that at once. Like, if my parents were, like, go to the dentist, the eye doctor, and the doctor all in the same day. Like, I bet those kids didn't even know what you were saying. They were like, whatever. And then, like, they walk into this place, and they're like, we're pulling your teeth. We're having you stripped down so we can have you cough. And then we're fucking... Well, the eye's not that bad. But, all right. That was it. Because I looked up Hawaii training, and I thought you were doing physical training. Like, what's it called? Where you're, like... in the trenches and they're getting ready for combat and all that?
More training?
Yeah.
Ours is more of a medical...
So that's the other class, the people that do the, assault people? I'm going off battlefield, man. It's like there's assault, engineer, support. Because it says there's the red, white, and blue. Red was like getting your eyes checked and all that, and white's the phase of training where I thought you did combat.
Well, in basic, they have red phase, white phase, and blue phase.
Oh, they said red phase, white phase, and I'm like, where are you going?
And, those are, like, just kind of, like, levels of intensity and some form of privileges.
What does that mean?
In our white phase, which was like, we all started at red phase, then white phase.
Like, it's like doctors and signing stuff and waiting in lines,
like,
right?
It's like basic training, like, well, all like the doctors and stuff, that's like reception.
Because I saw it online, and it was like waiting in line. That's all it was. Like everybody
well,
was like,
there are a lot of lines and basic training, but and there's reception where you first get to the place and like not even assigned really into like where you're, like the company you're going to be doing basic training with, and then like that's when they give you like all the shots and stuff and like,
mm-hmm.
you, like glasses and stuff, and then you after that you actually go to like the place where you're going to be doing your training,
mm-hmm.
like the drill sergeants you have. And then that's like when red phase starts.
Yeah.
And like that's like the shittiest phase.
You are you in red?
No, that's only for like basic training. In red, white, and blue phase.
But you've done basic training.
Yeah, but you see it ends. Blue phase is the last phase of basic training.
When do you start red?
This all happens in like a 9-week period, which ended for me.
So you haven't done red?
No, I did red, and then about 3 weeks of red, I started white phase, and that lasted about 3 or 4 weeks, and then I did like 2 weeks.
So it goes from hard to easy?
It's not really easy, but like, it's more like a privilege, like...
Oh, this isn't anything like Battlefield!
Red phase, you have like no privileges or anything, and like can't really do anything, like, fun.
Right.
End of the day, but like our white phase, like in the chow line and red phase, we're only allowed.
You say the chow line?
Yeah, that's weird.
Is that when you eat?
Yep.
Okay, I got that one
like,
together.
Our red phase, like we're only allowed to use spoons, and then our white phase, we're allowed to use forks. That was our privilege. Some people's white phase, like
and
nowadays.
And I take it they
like,
serve you stuff you can't eat with.
Oh, you
spoons?
Can eat anything with a spoon.
Yeah, I know, but what's the point of just like.
Well, they had to give us something for white phase.
I know, but what's I don't get the whole fork and spoon thing. Like, why don't just give you fork and spoons? Why are they like, okay, we'll give you a spoon, and then when you reach here, you'll get to use a fork? What if you prefer a spoon over a fork?
And then you stick with the spoon, and you're lucky that you get the whole basic training. You
man, they'd kick me out if I joined, because I'd ask too many questions. Yeah, I'd be like, why the fuck? Why am I just getting a fork in the... What?
Easier, you know how I don't...
What is it with you guys and utensils?
It's easier to have someone just yell at you, and you just listen.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I'd be like, why are you yelling at me? And they're like, shut up, Private John. And I'm like, what does private mean? So when you got back, were your parents all like, oh, my boy? Or was it just like, hey, James, dinner's on the table?
Like, I guess they were happy.
Yeah.
They weren't crying or anything.
But were they excited to see you?
Yeah, I think so. They went to the airport to get me.
So, yeah. You have a good relationship with your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah? You guys don't get any tussles or bickering?
We do, but, like, I don't like, hold a grudge at all. Really neither. Well, my mom kind of does, but she's tough.
Well, you can sit back, sir, because I have a lot of venting to do right now. It just dawned on me that I just put my hat on for the most determined look, that things aren't going to be the way they used to be. Like, this is how it worked. Growing up, my dad used to be he'd take us out to stores and everything, and he'd be excited, he'd hang out with us, and he'd always be the guy with the camera that made the home videos, which got me interested in the movies, essentially. And then my mom, she'd be the happy cook, like, woohoo, all happy and stuff. And then my older brother was, like, my best friend. Like, we'd watch movies together, we'd play 1080, Mario Kart, like, every game you can imagine together, watch movies. And my little brother and my sister, they, like, entertained each other. Well, sir, fast forward 10 years. 20 years. Oh, yeah, wow. I am getting old. I just turned 23. Older brother's gone. Well, not because... Dead. But, no, he moved out. My sister moved out. My little brother that I can't... Not my baby brother. My little brother, the best way to... nicest way, I guess, to describe him would be, like, he's that... You know the girl that wears the AC/DC shirt at school? And she knows absolutely nothing about AC/DC? She's just wearing it as a trend.
Is this a metaphor or like a personal...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not saying he's a girl that wears it. But you get what I'm saying? He thinks he knows more than he does. And then my dad has this thing where it's like... He can never admit when he's wrong. It's like if 2 + 2 = 3 to him, it's gonna stay 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never hear him say, I'm sorry. And he rarely ever says, I don't know. And he always does this thing, like, just to gauge your reaction. And you don't understand why he's doing it. And it's just really stressful because he's just always doing these things. And he does this fake laugh, I guess you could say, where he's just like, he's laughing, but he's just doing it. Like, you don't know why he's not genuinely laughing. Because I listen to the Smodcast podcast with him, and he laughs. I hear him laugh, and that's his laugh. I hear his laugh for the first time. I'm like, why don't you just laugh like this all the time? And then my mom is, she thinks I'm like, I don't want to say the Antichrist, but oh my, she thinks I'm like always watching horror movies, and I'm into all this dark stuff, and just like, she forgets a lot, so it's like, forgetting like that, where it's like, John, tomorrow, you know where we're gonna take you? We're gonna take you to blah blah blah. And then tomorrow it's like, hey mom, we going there? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, okay mom. It's like, and it's just, she's always giving me looks, and it's just really stressful and aggravating, and it's hard not to hold a grudge, because it's like, this is every day. Every day I see my mom, it's like, she just raises her eyebrows or does something like that, and my dad, he always... He's acting like he knows everything in the world. And he does know a lot. He knows a lot, 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 lot. But a lot of things, you're like, you're not right. And he's not willing to accept it. So you just have to sit there and... it's just so aggravating. He does it stuff in a degrading way. And just, I don't know. It's just stressful, man. Do you have anything like that at your house?
Oh, well...
Because it's literally at the point where I just want to move out. I know I shouldn't be in this house anymore because it's not the family I grew up with. I've tried, like, from age 17 to 18, I threw my ropes on everybody, holding them all together, and I was like, let's go look at Christmas lights. You know? Let's keep doing this stuff. But I had to accept the fact that they're all older, and I was like, you know what? I'll let all the ropes go. And I let them go, and there's no pulling them back. I just accepted the fact over, like, the past week. It's like, things aren't going back to the way they were. This is my family now. It's not the family that I grew up with that I enjoyed so much. It's like a new, lesser... I still love them all, but you know what I'm saying? And I just... I don't know, man. Do something. Say something right now before something happens. Or start bleeding out of my eye or something.
About my family?
You're like, well, John, my family's pretty great, so...
Well, like, I don't know, like, I have 4 sisters, and I'm the middle child, and I have 0 brothers, so I'm kind of just used to doing my own thing without my family.
Yeah, you just get shouted at, like, you left the seat down again, Jay. But, so you got no issues like that. You're just... You just have the issue of middle child, it's just come and go type stuff.
Yeah.
Not the answer I was looking for, man. I was looking for your life to be just as shitty as mine, so I can feel a little better about myself. But well, thanks a lot. You do too, what are you talking about? Yeah, I know, that's a good way to look at it. But that, I hate that too, because like my mom will use the same excuse where it's like, I'll be like, do we have any, it's like, mom, do you have any milk? Well, you know, some countries in Iraq don't have a pint to their name, John. I'm like, I'm not gonna go outside and eat leaf. I mean, like, this is America. Go to your room. And I'm like, I hate you. 23-year-old, just. but I don't know, man. It's just really tough. Like, things are gonna get easier, like I said, like as things progress. Like, I just reached that goal with financially, where it's like all I have to do from now until October is pay for my groceries, and then I get the film equipment I need, and then after that I'm taking that trip to Disney World with my friend, and then after that, that's when I start looking for an apartment, and I'll probably do it in Manchester, like I said. I'm going to have to fly out to California to pitch my stuff, because I don't know. It might be easier just to stay up here, even though there is no, like, productions or anything like that. Like, the one production company that I found is for, like, a college, and they make those shitty commercials we're about to see when we go see this movie. Oh, yeah. The whole premise, everybody listening to this, is James and I are currently outside of a movie theater, and we're going to talk about our lives, and then we'll say the movie which we're going to go see, which is 22 Jump Street. We'll go inside, watch the movie, review it, and then that's going to be the premise for each show. We're going to be out, so every time you hear our voice, we'll be outside a theater talking about our lives. Then we'll say what movie we're going to go see. We'll see if we're excited. We'll say if we're excited. We'll watch the movie. Then we'll review it.
I'm excited.
You excited? I'm excited too. The trailer looks pretty good. And I don't think they gave away too much, so I'm pretty psyched. I think it's going to be funny. And that's how excited. That's it. It was hard because I was thinking about it. I was almost going to put off this podcast because it's hard to review a comedy. You know what I'm saying? Because you know it's not. Yeah, that's the thing. We're going to get back and we'll be like, we laughed. But it's not like that. You know, it's not going to be at like an Animal House standard where it's like there's like emotion involved and it's hilarious. It's just a comedy you're going to go see for shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? We're going in there. It's not going to be the best movie we ever saw, but it's one of those movies you just see with your friends and you laugh. And you just have a good time.
It was as good as 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. We're moving you across the street to 22 Jump Street since the Koreans bought their trip back. But
is that actually part of the movie?
Yeah, that's why it's called 22 Jump Street. It's because, like, yeah, in the trailer, they're like,
second movie.
Yeah, they're like, what did he say? He's like, the 21 Jump Street reboot was a success, but unfortunately, the Koreans bought their church back, so we have to move you across the street to 22 Jump Street.
They keep the Korean Jesus, that means?
I don't know. I really want to see. But I recorded a video of, okay. There's this video on the internet of... That's my... Okay, I gotta show you that one. This is my little brother. He came up to me. He's like, I can whistle, John. And then if you look at him, he is whistling technically. But then at the end, he kind of gives away his trick. He kind of... Watch. He's just like breathing in super hard. But, there's this video online of... Oops. I'm deleting it. Alright, there's this video online of... What's the queen's name?
Which one?
The one... The queen. Queen of England? Is that her name? I want to say Elizabeth, but I know she's like 17th century.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
You know, the one with the purse and the yellow hat.
The Queen of England. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, I wish I knew her name. Because they just did that big wedding on Diana. No, not Diana, damn it. The super hot, black haired. Remember that big princess wedding that they had a couple years ago?
Like, South Park made a shitty episode about it, kind of.
I don't know. But, anyways, the Queen, I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. The Queen visited the set of Game of Thrones. It's on YouTube, and I don't think she realizes it's a show, because this is her. If you want to look at this, type in the Queen visit set of Game of Thrones, but this is her at the set. That's Jon Snow, that, and that's her. Look at her reaction to when she sees the actual throne made out of swords. She's like, what the hell? Like, right here. Staring at, she's like, what is that? And she's like, oh, that's the Game of Thrones throne. He's just staring at it. It's like the most demonic sword thing. I don't know. I thought that was funny. Did you see that? You gotta tell me if morally you feel this is good or bad, but Sesame Street did an episode of True Blood. You think that's appropriate? because it's TVMA they're basing it off of. And then they called it True Mud. And it's like, they'd use the same theme song. But it's like, I want to do True Mud with you. And it's like kids rolling around in the mud. And it's the same thing. It's about, it's a waitress and all that. Do you think that's in bad taste?
Made Cookie Monster into like a vegetarian monster or something.
Yeah. I wasn't upset about that. I was upset about that. That was messed up. I looked at my notes for the podcast and it said, Got Queen? And I was like, oh yeah, Game of Thrones Queen. We talked about that. Have you ever seen a show called Billy Jack? Yeah. It's an old movie series from 69. It's about a guy that like kicks people in the face. It's a lot like Roadhouse. He's like an Indian and he's trying to free lands.
No.
Oh. Well, it was messed up because there's like 5 rapes in it. And the guy gets shot point blank in the head, and the whole film's rated PG. Because it's before the MPAA made their rating of PG-13. When they came out with Temple of Doom, that's when Steven Spielberg was like, I don't want to rate this R, I don't want to rate PG, can't we come up with something in the middle? And they came up with PG-13. You're really giving me shitty feedback, man. I write all these notes, and all I get is nope. Nope. Well, nope. Never saw it. Fuck, let's see, post office, and you don't know anything about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so I'll skip that.
Right.
Actually, fuck that, I want to talk about it. I saw the trailer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Trailer. Oh, you little motherfucker. Fuck it, yeah, fine, I won't talk about it with you. Anyway, I saw the trailer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it was awesome. There you go, you happy?
No.
Okay. what do you want? You talk, you lead. Since I'm not doing too good, you lead.
So, in Hawaii, there are a bunch of chickens that run around.
Any monkeys?
Not that I've seen.
Well, that's not an impressive story, because every day I walk the... We see cats and chickens up here, what are you talking about?
No, but like,
John, there's skunks.
Polynesian jungle chickens.
Is that sort of like a fancy, doesn't it just look like a normal fucking chicken?
Yes.
So don't dress it up. That's like picking up an ant and me being like, it's an ant. And you're like, no, it's a safari in 1952 Schindler's List ant of the
Schindler's List. Don't ask me to talk about stuff.
Well, you're fucking bringing up the same. Well, it's not the most interesting. You're like, there's chickens in Kawaii. And I'm like, are they any different from the ones up here? And you're like,
domesticated domesticated chickens, wild chickens.
Oh, wow.
Like a whole bunch just always running around.
Yeah?
Yep.
So we got 5 minutes.
And like...
This episode's not going too good, man. Mostly because it's hot.
Yeah, it's really hot.
It's like 90 degrees. There's no air conditioning in this car.
It's the
middle of summer. Well, the thing is, the first time we tried doing this, whenever I drink, I get really laughing. I can't even talk now, it's so hot. I laugh a lot if I drink anything. And, like, I'll give you the old podcast. I was like, I'd laugh at everything. You'd be like, yup. And I'd be like, ha 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 ha. Stupid D boys. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, when I was listening to us, we have, like, the same, like, range. We don't ever really go super, super high. It's always like, hey, James. You're like, hey, John. And it's like, hi, hi. And sometimes you're like, who's just talking? But, yeah.
Do you watch Nathan For You at all? It's on Comedy Central.
I do not, sir.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you'd like it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll look it up.
It's on all the seasons, like all the episodes. I don't know.
3 minutes. I'm gonna have to cut this all up. I didn't want to cut any of it. I thought it'd be like a solid, solid episode, no editing out of dead space. But
we should do this like
in the winter. Yeah.
Car sometime.
Yeah. So we get all the wind picked up on my $1.50 microphone that I have.
Dude, get drunk at my house or something.
Me laughing like ha ha ha, James, and you're like who? I'm bored. All right, let's go inside. We're going to go see 22 Jump Street. Here's a little audio clip or whatever. We'll be right back.
Do we look older, or does everyone in college look like babies?
Some of us are trying to study, so can you take it down to a level of shut up?
Is this the level you're looking for?
Shut the fuck up. You look really old, too. You look old as shit to be here.
White boy wasted.
You look like the Mexican Wolverine. Alright, so we just got back from 22 Jump Street, and we haven't spoken a word to each other since we left. What'd you think, sir? Did you like it better than the first one?
I guess I liked the first one better. This one was still pretty
good. Really? I liked the second one a lot better. I thought it was a lot... I thought they went a little too far with the gay jokes. I thought they milked that a little bit too much in it. I like every... It was like, what's it called?
Gay?
Yeah. No, it's called, so tired. It's... How long was that movie? That was a long movie, wasn't it? What,
almost
we get the...
2 hours.
7:15? Yeah, 2 hour movie. I thought they could have trimmed it a bit in the editing. I thought it was gonna end at least 40 minutes earlier. That, like, I thought it went on for way too long. I was like, when's this gonna end? But I don't know, there's not much to review. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? That'll be our rating system.
10 being like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. 10 being the absolute best.
I guess like 6.5.
I'd give it. You know what? I'd probably give it a. I'd give it a 7. Yeah, I give it a 7. Because usually I compare it to, like, I think the funniest movies I've ever seen are probably Airplane and 40-Year-Old Virgin and Superbad. Those three are my top.
Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. Yep, that one's pretty good. Is that one of your all-time, like, top ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. So, next week we're going to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Which I'm excited for. Are you excited for that one?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Give us a sign off. Give us something to sign off on.
I have James Franco.
I think he's cameos in it. I think he does a cameo. Like Caesar's looking. Because you've seen Rise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Caesar has like the video camera in it. And I know he's looking at old videos. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, see you next week, guys.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.